start of the regular season this week, and let's bring in the head coach of the Washington Capitals, Bruce Boudreau. I know you guys have some hockey talk to go, but let's get McLean's big on fitting in the commercial talk, and Gabby, when you watch Alexander Ovechkin's new campaign with the chocolate bar, do you think I got to take him aside, show him how to do these commercials properly? Can you coach a player in the commercial campaign, because you're a big veteran of this side?
You know what? I've never seen that commercial yet. I've heard some.
You're not missing anything.
I've heard some comments, but I haven't seen it myself.
Gab or Bruce, it's better than him and Ted Leonce banging a candy machine. It's an upgrade from that one.
Okay.
Hey, how is the big guy? Better shape than a year ago, if that's possible?
You know what? A lot is made out of his condition. He's in great shape. And I'm not saying that, just because it's Alex, but he came in at 229 pounds and 10% body fat and lean and ready to go. I mean, he hasn't had the numbers, but, you know, Nick, you've been through the wars in preseason as a veteran. That's not when you put the great numbers together, but he's in great shape.
Does he have to score 50 goals for you guys to have the year that you want?
I don't know if he has to, but it sure would be nice if he did.
Bruce.
I think we need him to be, the big scorer.
Bruce, I think you look at the Washington Capitals, a lot of people are saying, hey, Stanley Cup, Stanley Cup. I haven't picked the Caps to be a Stanley Cup because I haven't yet in the playoffs seen enough from Green, Backstrom, and Semin. And they're your real important guys. Ovechkin, I thought last year, did as much as he could by himself. But until those other three guys take it to another level at playoff time, I don't see it happening. Are they capable of it? I mean, they're stars.
Well, I think they're doing it. I mean, I think we're all in the same. It's like we're from Missouri. I mean, and it's not just those guys. And on our team, it's a lot of guys that haven't won the cup.
Exactly.
Until we see it happening, they're always going to be questioned, whether it's coaches or players. So it's, but they certainly have got the desire, the ability. I can speak for Mike Green. He was tremendous when he won the Calder Cup. And so I know he's got the playoff ability that he's not going to fold under pressure. I mean, it's American League pressure, but it's still, at the time of his career, it was a lot of pressure for him. The other two are definitely stars in the league, so I'm believing they can do it.
Bruce,
so we haven't seen it.
Is it fair for me to say that, or has there been injury issues? Like, I mean, has Semin? We know Green has had injury problems at playoff time. That's pretty well documented. Have the other guys in last year, Backstrom, was he healthy last year in the playoffs with the way he played, and Semin?
I think they were healthy, but I mean, I wish I had the numbers in front of me. Somebody told me an interesting thing about Semin as far as points. He's maligned a lot, but I think he was he was our leading scorer in the New York series. I mean, we just didn't have anybody score in the Tampa series.
Right.
Nicky, you know, can be more offensive, but he just didn't. He wasn't, and I think he'll be the first one to tell you last year was an off year, and I'm certain he's going to bounce back. His character is unquestionable.
Yeah. Veteran Washington Capitals head coach Bruce Boudreau on Sportsnet 590, The Fan with Darren Millard, Nick Kyprios, and Doug McLean.
Hey, Bruce, it appeared that George McPhee and company were totally prepared to go once again with the young kids in net, and then all of a sudden an offer that he couldn't refuse come up with Volkoon. What have you seen out of him so far in training camp? I would think, Bruce, if there's one guy that was going to play this season with a chip on his shoulder, it would be this guy because he's so grossly underpaid right now.
Well, he is, and I think George did a great job of inquiring about him and getting him. And, we were lucky. I mean, it's to get him. And what I've seen is he's quick. You know, he hasn't been fortunate in recent years to play, I think, on a really good team, being in Florida, taking nothing away from the rebuilding of Florida in the last 5 years. But
10 years, or 14 years.
Well, since you left us.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he's a world-class goaltender. There's no doubt.
I was just going to say, if you think that he can do what you think he can, is he looking at 60, 65 starts?
It's hard to tell. I don't think so, because I think Michael Neuwirth is really good. When you put together numbers at the beginning of the year, they never end up being exactly what you want. But if this was before training camp and I said he played 50, and in 50 quality games, then I would be happy.
Obviously, at the draft, there was a big-time excitement by the Caps people to pick up Brouwer from Chicago. You pick up Ward. There was obviously an emphasis on adding more grit, but I was a little surprised. Ovechkin, Perreault, and Brouwer as a line, is there any chance that stays as a top six line?
I would venture to bet that that's not going to be the way it starts next Saturday.
Okay.
Bruce Boudreau with us, the head coach of the Washington Capitals, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, Darren Millard, Nick Kiprios, and Doug McLean here in the studio. The story of the preseason, Bruce, has been the suspensions for either the boarding and the tweaked rule there, or the hits to the head. Alexander Ovechkin is a very physical, highly valuable player on your team. How much do you think he has to change his approach to avoid falling under the umbrella and possible supplementary discipline?
I don't know. It's going to be really interesting once the season gets ramped up and the veteran players really start pushing themselves to see the hits come. There was an awful lot of suspensions in the preseason, and there might be more coming in the regular season. But as far as Alex goes, he's very cognizant of what's been called, and so I'm sure he's ready for it.
What do you do as a coach, Bruce, in terms of guarding against this, or do you just leave it alone,
or do you teach it, or do you talk about it?
Well, we've shown the video, we talk about it. When guys are suspended, we're showing the videos on why they're suspended, and so they're seeing what's taking place, and so hopefully they're learning from it. I'm certainly not going to teach how to hit, because I think I threw one hit 17 years, so that's not going to come from me.
But can you ask him to be less physical?
Pardon me?
Can you ask him to be less physical?
I don't want him to change the way he is, because I think that's what makes him who he is. But he's just got to be a little bit aware and watch how he hits. I haven't seen him. He doesn't hit to the head too often. He's a bull in a china shop. But I think he's a pretty fair player.
From a grit point of view, and I did mention Brouwer, Ward, are you pleased with the groups and the grit you've added this summer? You've put some pretty nice pieces in place there.
Well, we're big and strong. I think we're going to be pretty good in the corners. And that's a place that you can win an awful lot of hockey games. And we're going to try to play to our strengths. And the guys that I'm learning about them, they're good people, and they've been well coached in the places they've been. Joel and Barry Trotz and Jocks with Jeff Halpern. Those guys, they know how to play, and they're all winners. So it's they are good pieces to the puzzle. Roman Hamrlik is maybe slowed down a bit, but his positioning in the preseason was tremendous. So, I mean, I'm really happy that we have him as well.
Hey, before we let you go, being a commercial Wiley veteran, have you heard my commercial for GP8 Sport Water yet?
No. Unfortunately, I have not.
It's not gone international yet?
No, but if you send me a link to it, I would be very happy to look at it.
Bruce, just be careful when you open it because it's got a big lip.
Here it is, okay?
Hey, guys, Nick Kyprios here. You probably heard me talking about this new GP8 Sport Water. Well, I've been approached to pitch all sorts of things, but GP8 Sport Water is different. Right.
What do you think, Bruce?
I'm still going with the regular water.
If I was you, Bruce, I'd go with the Mercedes commercial where you've got room to put the Stanley Cup in the back of it. I like that one.
That's what I like.
Plus, you get a Mercedes.
Thanks, Bruce.
Good luck. A water or a Mercedes? Thanks, Bruce. Later.